It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Harrison Warden to discuss Norwich City 0, Liverpool 3 yet again. Twice in one season. Poor old Norwich, eh? We don't half love going there. We'll start
if we get
with
them in the FA Cup, Dan, and it's if we get them in the FA Cup and, honestly, and it's 3-0 up to us with 10 to go at Carrow Road, I'll be livid if we make it 4.
Honestly, fuck the Super League. Can we just find a way to get Norwich in the Champions League? Get Norwich into Liverpool's pot 4 every year. I'm a banger for that. Neil, it's another disruption, another late change for Jurgen Klopp. It was Trent the other day, as we know. This time it's James Milner, who's originally planned in the 6. And to be fair, I mean, there's the knock-on, isn't there, of Milner's originally not meant to start against Palace, and then he comes in, so you can see a world in which Milner probably gets 20 to 30 against Palace if Liverpool are in control of the game. He starts this one and plays one, but as it works out, there's just been a little bit of jiggity-pokery for the manager and the staff, and instead it's Curtis. Do you think in that sense, with Curtis coming into the 6, it was originally Keita who was maybe going to be from the bench?
Yeah, I think Keita would have been from the bench. I think that would have been the idea. I think the speed with which they get him off on a precautionary basis at half-time almost makes me think the manager was looking for any excuse to withdraw him by that stage of proceedings. I think it's, for me, I reckon that will have been his outlook from the outset. I think one of the things we're actually getting a little bit of an insight into with these changes and the fact that he's being quite as candid. You know, we've often said, and Sean said on this show a couple of weeks ago, and I think we all concurred, he's picked his team for City and he's working everything else backwards to get the best, to get everyone in the best possible shape for his team for the game against City. And I think that that's just absolutely crystal clear. In the past, I've often wondered about this because he's a manager who refers to training. He's a manager who refers to previous performance. There's been a hint of, if you've got the shirt, you've got it. I think that that might well be the case for Jurgen Klopp these days. If not, it may have always been the case for the second half of the season. I think when we get the other side of the African Cup of Nations, for instance, he'll have his lads and it will be week by week. And we're sorting this out and we're seeing who's fit and we're seeing who's firing. But I suspect for the first half of the season, within reason and not allowing for injury / illness on the day of the game, I reckon if you said to Pep Linders right now, what's Jurgen's team for Wolves away at Molineux, he'd probably have a fair sense of it. I think they may well have gone into that much granular detail in terms of what it is that they want and when, and to build this through the season. I think the other thing is that you know, we've all got our views on the domestic cups. This isn't the round you want to go out in, I don't think. You know, I think if you're not going to win the League Cup, the ideal round for a Premier League, for a top quality Premier League team to go out in is the next one. Because right now, it's important time on the pitch for these footballers. You know, Konate could do with the game. Milner, if it wasn't for the fact that he played Saturday, could do with the game. Jones could do with the game. Chamberlain could do with the game. And the two lads who end up sticking the ball in the back of the net could all do with the game before we get to the young lads who we may not see play a Premier League game this season. So I think within that, yeah, I think that was clearly the plan. I think the plan will have been Milner in there. I think it will have been Keita. I think Bradley or Williams were getting this one under all circumstances. And I think he will almost have seen this a little bit as James Milner's team throughout much of the season. That's not happened. And I think, you know, unbelievable credit to Curtis for the way in which he goes and plays that role. I think, you know, he's not perfect, far from it. And the manager uses the language not perfect, far from it. But I think Curtis does ever so well.